Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the Daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach, is Meseches Erevin Daf Tzadi Beis, the 312th Daf in Shas, for the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz, Tavshin, Ayin Gimel. Our Daf will continue analyzing the position of Rabbi Yochanan according to Rabbi Shimon, that's of the opinion that if you have roofs, as we learned in the beginning of Perek Golgagos, one is allowed to carry from roof to roof even without an Erev. The Gemara will check the veracity of that opinion. Then we will begin a new Mishnah that will discuss what happens if we have a large roof going into a small roof. These halachos we had discussed earlier as well. The Gemara will compare those halachos to, of all places, to Hilchos Klayim. And then the Gemara will then begin to segue, it is the beauty of Shas, the Yama Talmud would take us into the halachos of Minyan. Actually, Tzadi Beis and the Beis is an important set of halachos. That will be the topic, Beis Hashem, as well, for our halacha from the daily daf. What happens if you have a Minyan in a larger room combined with people in the smaller room? Is that Minyan Mitztaref? There are many halachos, beautiful halachos, and that will round out the blot after our Gemara starts off in Erevin, on the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, goes to Klayim, then comes to the halachos of Tfila, and then comes back to the halachos of Mechitza, and that will take us to another Mesechta in Shas that the Gemara will introduce on the top of Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, and that is the halachos of Sukkah. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Let's remind ourselves, the mission at the beginning of Perek Kol Gagos had told us the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is one is allowed to carry from roof to roof. On Tzadi Aleph and Beis, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, amongst other Amoraim, who said that that could be done even without an Eruv. Asks the Gemara in the Ba'an Tzadi Aleph and Beis in the last line, Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? The Rabbi Yochanan teaches this way. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan teach? Halachik Yistam Mishnah. The rule of thumb is that we follow a Stam Mishnah. Utnan, and we learned in regards to a Stam Mishnah, we had this Mishnah earlier on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amabez. Koso Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, if you have a wall between two courtyards, Givo Asar Verachov Arba, if it is 10 tall and 4 Tvachim wide, Ma'arvin Shnaim Ve'em Arvin Echad. Since there is a wall that's dividing them, in such a case, they cannot make one Erev. Each one makes an Erev to be able to carry in his particular chotzer. Hayi berosho peros. If on the top of the wall there were fruits, elu olim mikan va'ochlim, then the individuals in chotzer A could scale the wall to eat from them. Ve'elu olim mikan va'ochlim, and as well, people in chotzer B could scale the wall to eat from them. Ubelvad shelo yuritu lemata. They are not, however, allowed to take the fruits down into the chotzer because there isn't a shared rishus between both sides. They're independent chatzeros. Now, this is a very strong kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that you're allowed to carry between the gagos even if an eruv is not made. If you disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan bedas Rabbi Shimon, you could reconcile Rabbi Shimon's position with the Stam Mishnah and say that because there wasn't an Eruv that was made between the two chatzeros, therefore you're not allowed to carry. But of course, if they would make an Eruv, that is going to be fine. However, once Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shimon says you could carry in all instances, what is the difference between the case of the Gagos, where Rabbi Shimon allows, even without an Eruv, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and the Stam Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Beis? Answers the Gemara, Mai Lemata, Lemata Lebatim. When we said in the Mishnah that they are not allowed to carry the fruits down, it means down into the houses. It cannot be taken into the houses. However, into the chatzah would be acceptable as per the position of Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Yochanan. Asks the Gemara, that is that so? V'atan Rabbi Chiyo, b'vat shelo yeizeh oymeh b'mekoymeh v'eichob, v'zeh oymeh b'mekoymeh v'ochel. But didn't we learn that each one in their chatzer is not allowed to stand on the ground and eat in the chatzer, but rather they need to eat it on the wall. Amar Lei, Rav Ashi responds to Ravina, you must say the following, astute response. Rabbi Chiya, of course, was one who codified the Brises. He was a late Tana. Of course, our Mishnayis were codified by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbi. V'chi Rabbi Lo Shana, Rabbi Chiya Menayim Lo, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, in our Mishnah, makes no mention specifically on top of the wall. And therefore, we could say that according to our Mishnah, in contrast to the way Rabbi Chiya taught it, that says that you need to be eating it on by the wall, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would allow, even within the Chatzar, in consonance with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, as explained by Rabbi Yochanan. Period. If there are two courtyards and there is a destroyed building between them, one of them made an Erev for themselves, and one of them did not. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says the halacha in Erevin is as follows. Rashi adds a word here that's helpful. Noisnin hachurva lezu shelo irva. The one who is in the churva, if a person is standing in the churva, he could pass to the one who did not make an Erev, avalishi irva lo. But the one who made an Erev, he cannot pass from the churva into that area. Dilma asela fuke money debatim lichurva, because we're afraid they're going to end up taking out from the houses into the churva, and since they did not make a eruv with the churva, it is going to be aser. Rav Huna is here echoing the shita of Rav that we had yesterday on Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph. Rav was of the opinion that even though Rabbi Shimon says that the halacha is that one is allowed to carry from Gag to Gag, however, if there was a Eruv that was made in one particular Gag, which thereby allows people to carry from their houses into the Gag, Rabbi Shimon's opinion is cut short because of a Gzeira. Rabbi Shimon in such a case would not allow people to carry from Gag to Gag, even though technically al pi halacha there are enough mechitzas, as we learned in the beginning of the perek. However, Rabbi Shimon never allowed an item to be carried from building A through its roof to the roof of building B. And once a chatzeros was made within building A, including its roof, then it's likely that items will be brought from inside the houses on top of the roof. That is this expression, Dilma asla fuke mani debatim lichurva. Rabbi Shimon was afraid that you'll come to carry from the houses into the second Gag. So too, his Talmud, Rav Huna, is afraid that you'll come to carry into the churva, even though, vis-a-vis the halachos of mechitzas, there would be no problem to carry from the chotzer to the churva. But from the houses to the churva, that was never permitted. V'chia bar Rav Amar. However, Chiya, the son of Rav, claimed something different from his father. According to Rashi, Chiya, the son of Rav, said that he heard from his father that there's no difference between the chatzer that made an Erev and the chatzer that didn't make an Erev, that is the same halacha. And Rashi adds, Ushishtein Asuros, is that Chiya understood that it is aser to carry from both of them into the chatzer. V'im Tamar, now Chiya explains his position within Rav, Shtein Mutaros, if you're going to disagree with me and say both of them are mutter, why would that be so? I don't think that that's correct. Mipnei ma'ein nosn chatzer shelo irva, lechatzer she'irva. If that would be so, that you could carry between the two chatzeros, so then why is it that my father prohibited where you had one chatzer that had an eruv and another that didn't? In such a case, we were afraid, as we mentioned earlier, based on the Gemara in Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph, that the chatzer that had an Erev would have people carry from the house into the chatzer and then ultimately carry into the other rishos. So what does it make a difference whether that other rishos had a chatzer or didn't have a chatzer? Excuse me, an Erev or did not have an Erev? It wouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't make a difference, asks Chiya. And therefore, whether they had other chatzer has an Erev or not, it should be Yasser. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Hasam, you could differentiate. Kivan dimitri mani debatim bechatzer. Since the area is protected because there are many people who live around there. Asila fuke, then it's likely for people to take out from their house into the chatzer and then ultimately into another rishus. Asila fuke. Hacha b'churva, over here though, in our case that Rav Huna was speaking about, it was talking about destroyed building.
Kima de lo mintri money de chatzer de churba lo asilafuke. Since the kelim in the chatzer of a churva are not going to be guarded, it's not normal for people to take out things and to leave it in the churva. Therefore, we're not afraid that people are going to end up carrying clay bias into the churva, which is prohibited. There was another tradition of what Reb Chiya bar Rav Shita was. Chiya bar Rav Amar Af L'Shiva Shtein Mutaros. The opposite. That Chiya bar Rav had said it was Mutar. V'im Tomar Shtein Asuros. And if you can say they should be Asur, Chiya bar Rav had said, you'll tell me it was the Asur. Fi Shein Asim Chatzar Shloiver L'Chatzar Shiva. That we had learned that the halacha is that you're not allowed to transfer from a chatzar shelo yirva to a chatzar shirva, as we mentioned above. Hasam kivin demint rabbani debatim b'chatzar shor barabanan dasa fuke. Avo b'churva lo mintri, the same svar that we had before, that there we're afraid that you can end up carrying from one chatzar to the next, and you're not allowed to if it's stuff that came out of the house. Rabbi Shimon never allowed that. But by a chatzar, we're not afraid. And that was the statement, according to this tradition, of Chiya bar Rav himself, and not the rejection of the Gemara. Bezer Hashem, we begin the next Mishnah on the last narrow line in Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Gag Godol Samich Likotan. If you have a large roof that is next to a smaller roof, Hagodol Mutar Vakotan Asur. You're allowed to carry on the larger one, and you're not allowed to carry on the smaller one. We've had this sugya earlier on Daf Pei Tesam Beis. It appears quite a few times in our Masechta. We even had it earlier on, as early as on Chesam et Aleph. Take a look at the Hod V'Hadar diagram, Tav Kuf Mem Gimel. You see there are two buildings adjoined to each other. One is larger, the other is smaller. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaschil HaGadol that if we draw walls on the roof, what will end up is, as we explained on Daf Pei Tes, that the larger one will have a wall around all four sides. However, the smaller one is parutz b'meluo, it's entirely open on the fourth side to the larger roof. Therefore, it's not considered one that is surrounded by mechitzos midrabanan. Gag gadol samach lekatan, hagadol mutar v'katan asur. Similarly, chatzer gedola, diagram, tof kuf memdalit, shenifritza liktana. Again, the chatzer gedola is surrounded by on four sides. Yes, it's true that the fourth side is mostly open, but there is a shape, there is a, if you will, gestalt that is around all four sides. So then in such a case, gedola muteres uktana asura, mipnei shei kipischa shel gedola. It looks like the opening to the larger one. The Gemara says that it would be logical if we just learn one case in the Mishnah. Lamali lemisni tarti. Why do we need to mention both the case of the Gag as well as the Chatzer? Answers the Gemara, l'rav ketani Gag dumi de Chatzer. According to Rav, we need to tell us that a Gag is like a Chatzer. The Shita of Rav we had on Pei Tesam et Aleph, that's of the opinion that we do not say good asik mechitzes in a case in which the mechitzos are not recognizable. We do not draw up imaginary walls unless it's clear that there is a perimeter. So we mean to equate the two, that a gag is like a chatzer. Ma chatzer, just like when it comes to the chatzer, minkara mechitzasa, in our case it has obvious mechitzos on the large side. Af gag nami minkara mechitzasa. So too, when it comes to the roof, the only mechitzas that you can draw up are the mechitzos that are obvious on the perimeter. We've learned in the past the concept of good asik mechitzos, and an amazing idea, and that is that you could draw up the walls of the roof from the walls at the building. Even though the walls of the building end at the roof, since there are walls that reach its perimeter, we can extend them upwards. However, that only applies to the area that is obvious. However, if there are lots of buildings that are close to each other, and even though the building A ends and building B begins, and each one have their own set of walls, since they're flush against each other, take for example, in the Hod V'Hadar, you're going to have to move back and see that in Tav Kuf Ches Chaf Zayin, Tav Kuf Chaf Zayin, bottom of page Ayin Beis in some editions, then in such a case, we would not draw a good Asik Mechitza. So the Chiddush, according to Rav, in our Mishnah, is to quake Gag with Chatzer, just like Chatzer is Mechitzas Hanikeres, so to Gag is Mechitzas Hanikeres. Ushmuel, Gag Dumi de Chatzer, Ma Chatzer de Kadarsi La Rabim, Af Gag Nami de Kadarsi Le Rabim. According to Shmuel, you do not need Mechitzas Nikeres. So what's the reason for the equation of our Gemara? The equation is to tell us that the problem of carrying on the small roof is because there are people that are constantly walking over the fourth side of the smaller roof to the larger roof. However, if people for whatever reason would not, as described on Pei Tes Amid Aleph, so then in such a case, you'll able to even draw up a mechitza on the fourth side of the smaller roof. The problem over here is the kadarsi le rabin, which is the exact same problem that we have in a chatzer. The reason why you can't carry in the smaller chatzer, even though it's surrounded on three sides, is because the fourth side constantly has people passing back and forth. Now the Yama Talmud takes over. Here comes Rabosai, quite an exciting wave. You got your surfboard ready? Yosef Rabba v'Rabizev Rabba Barav Chanan. V'yosef abayu baye gabayu. So we have all these Amoraim sitting together. V'yosef v'kamri. And now, they begin to take us through the Sea of Shas. Shema minami masnisim. We see from here in our Mishnah. Diure gedola b'ktana. V'ein diure ktana b'gedola. That when you have two residents, one is large and one is small, we assume that the smaller one is related to the bigger one, in the sense that the bigger one could carry into the smaller one. So the bigger one is in the smaller one. Ve'ein diure ktana bigedola. But the smaller one is not considered as if he's residing in the bigger one. We see that in the expression of the Mishnah, that the smaller one is the Pesach, is the opening to the larger one. That means that the larger one, if you will, rules or dominates and takes it over, and it's considered as if it itself resides in the lower one, and that the smaller one is considered a shomer, a pesach, for the larger one. In a sentence, the larger one transforms the lower one into its entrance. And therefore, eitzad, what if gefanim bigdola? If you have a vine, we go to Maseches Klayim, in a larger chatzer, Aser lezroa es haktana. Then it will be prohibited to plant seeds. Zroim cannot be planted next to gefanim. It will be prohibited to plant in the smaller one. Vimzara zroin asurin. And if you plant it there, it will be aser. Gefanim mutarim. But still, the larger vines would be mutar, because we consider the larger one as having its own set of mechitzas, and therefore the larger one is considered cut off, and only is a smaller one considered a Pesach. Vice versa, gefanim biktana, if you have a vine in the smaller one, mutar lizroes hagdola, so then in such a case, you'd be allowed to seed in the larger one. Why? Because the larger one is considered cut off from the gefanim, and therefore it would be straightforward that the seed is not going to be aser. Rashi goes out of his way to explain, based on the Gemara Menachos, why it is that the gefanim are not going to become aser. And he explains, since at the time that they planted the zera in the larger one, it was done beheter, then in such a case, they didn't make a knas to prohibit the gefanim. Take a look at Tosfos, who elaborates on this issue. Similarly, the Gemara now extends our halacha in Perikol Gagos. Next wave of Shas, we now go from Klayim to Gittin. Isha b'gdola v'get b'ktana. If a woman is in the larger chatzer, and her get was placed by her husband in the smaller one, miskareshes, then it works as a valid gerushin, because the smaller one is considered the Pesach for the larger one. Isha b'ktana, but if she's in the smaller one, v'get b'gdola, eina miskareshes. Now we go to Maseches Brachos. Tzibur Bigdolo. What happens if you have the majority of a minyan in a large room, which is opened to a smaller room? Vishliach Tzibur Biktana. Yotzin Yidei Chavasan. So then in such a case, those who are listening are Yotze their Chiyuv, because the Shliach Tzibur is in their Pesach. Tzibur Biktana, Shliach Tzibur Bigdola, ain't Yotzin Yidei Chavasan. In such a case, they're not Yotze their Chiyuv. Why? Because the Shliach Tzibur is in a separate area from them. Tisha Bigdola v'yachah Biktana mitstarfen. If there are nine in larger and one the smaller, it joins together. Tisha Biktana v'yachah Bigdola, but nine in the smaller one and one in the larger one, they don't join together. Another halacha for Maseches Brachos. Tzoa Bigdola. Also likos Kriyishma Biktana. You can't read Kriyishma if there's excrement in the larger one. Tzoa Biktana mutl likos Kriyishma Bigdola. Then you would be allowed to, because it's considered a separate Rishus. Abaye challenges all of these halachos. Amalu Abaye. Abaye said to Rabbi Reb Zeir, Rabbi Bar Avchanan, who were taking us on this dizzying application, amazing application, to many areas in Shas. And he asks a very simple and logical question from Hilchos Klayim. In Kain, Matzinu Mechitza Le'Isser. What's going to come out is that we're going to have a Mechitza that normally divides for Klayim, and here is going to do the exact opposite. It's going to create an Isser. Shil Malei Ein Mechitza. What would happen if we had just an open area? The area of the Chatzer Gedola and the area of Chatzer Ketana had nothing in between them. It was an open area. Then what would halacha be? Marchik Dalet Amos V'Zorei. You could just plant 4 Amos away from the vine and you'll be fine. V'ilu Ashta Asura. But now, because you've made the Ketana secondary to the Gedola, then you've created the phenomenon that we learned on the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, that if the Gefanim are big Gedola, also Lizroas HaKtana. Normally, it would be permissible Lizroas HaKtana, as long as it was a distance of 4 Amos. So how could that possibly be? Amalei Rabbi Zeir La'abai V'lo Matzino Mechinetza Le'itzer? Are you so sure that that is so awful from the perspective of Halacha? Yes! There are times that a mechitza could create an iser. Vatanan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Here he brings it back to our Mishnah in Erevin. Chatzer gedola shenifritza l'ketana. If you have a large chatzer, our Mishnah on Tzadi Beis HaMabeis, that's obetel ketana gedola, muteres ketana asura, mipnei shikibischa shel gedola. V'ilu hishve eskifufeha gedola nami asura. Hishve eskifufeha is one of those cases that without the diagrams, it would be very confusing. With the diagrams, Baruch Hashem, the Daf Yomi has become a lot easier. Take a look at diagram Tof Kuf Mem He. What happens if the Bala Chotzer had decided to make straight the line of the wall of the Chotzer Ketana and extend it into his Chotzer, as you could see, creating 2 small rooms on either side? That is Hishva Eskifufeha. Gedola Nami Asura. Then the larger one would also be Yasser. Then you would just have an open area between the Gedola and the Ketana. So we see that sometimes a Mechitza could create an Isser. Amarlei. Sabai responded sharply back. Hasam Siluk Mechitzas Hu. No. There it's not the pshat that you built mechitzas. There you removed mechitzas. Those mechitzas that the gadol had, that was a right angle turn from the ketana, were mechitzas which allowed you to carry in the gadol. That's called siluk mechitzas. And therefore, Abaye is not happy with that response. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we will see another response of Rava to Abaye as this debate continues.